Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. I'm the Angelic Ambassador of Joy, amongst other things. And so let me go ahead and start right away with my tuning in chant.
Om Namo.
I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. And somehow when I'm doing that chant, I was imagining that I guess I must be in the age of technology, because I always imagine that I've taken my cord and plugged it into the universe, and I'm all hooked up. Although my angels, my guides, the beings say I'm always hooked up, and we all are always hooked up. We just kind of have to pay attention, right? So anyway, fabulous spring day, May 31st. Oh my gosh, tomorrow is June. Kind of hard to believe, huh? So much has been going on. It's good stuff. I had a fun experience over the weekend, the holiday weekend. I went to the beach with my husband and our best friend's sister, Wendy, and had a lovely time. They did some nice long bike riding along the coast, and I walked on the beach and did some. We did a nice long hike on Sunday, and super fun, just gorgeous. And at some point, I got a little tweaked about something and kind of had this realization that, oh my gosh, you know, that it's just interesting that there was something else new to clear. And I thought, my joke is that I feel like I'm like the biggest onion in the world because I keep peeling the layers. So anyway, my dear friend, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, DivinelyGuidedHealing.com. She does this stuff called Infinity Healing, and we had a session yesterday, and it was super awesome. I've done a little bit of that with her before, just kind of on group phone calls, and we had there was a situation that had come up recently where she did a kind of impromptu healing session, and it was couldn't have been longer than 5 minutes, you know, maybe less. And it was just this miraculous shift. And so it was really awesome. We let go. I let go of some nice old beliefs, part of my old belief system that I just stuff I don't need anymore. Partly it was around my physical capabilities. I've never thought of myself as an athlete. And actually in the last 25 years, I'm like a pretty strong person. I mean, I'm a dancer. I dance a lot. I dance hard. I dance crazy. I love to walk. I love to hike. And I had just gotten it into my head that I wasn't that strong. And so anyway, shifted that, shifted some really good stuff. Felt very, very good to do that. So again, I want to, if you're at all interested in that type of thing, Barbara Grace Reynolds, you can find her on Facebook, Barbara Grace Reynolds. She also, her website is DivinelyGuidedHealing.com. She does something called Infinity Healing that's very powerful. So good stuff. So anyway, now we're back home, and it's so interesting because we're in this our new house, and we're basically completely settled in and just loving our place. I mean, oh my gosh, it's just our house. It just couldn't even be any better. We just are so thrilled. And so it was hard to kind of pry me out of here. My husband had needed, he in some ways more than me needed to get away, although it was really good to get away. He has just been working. I mean, we both have, but he was kind of finding himself unable to stop and just kind of smell the coffee, smell the flowers. Anyway, we had this blissful time at the beach, and just going and listening to the sound of the waves was just so sublime. I mean, really, really lovely. And ordinarily over the weekend, we would have gone to Seattle and gone to this festival. It happens every year, and we've only missed two or three maybe in 24 years, called Folklife Festival. Super, super fun. Tons and tons and tons of dancing. And we just kind of got this feeling like we weren't supposed to go this year, and a bunch of stuff came up. And anyway, it's all good. And we had a really lovely weekend with our friend Wendy, who's going to be taking off for a 4-month bike trip over in Europe. And so we're going to be taking care of her dog and her cats and her house while she's gone. And actually, it was really nice to have some nice time, hangout time with her before she takes off on her trip, which is only in a couple, 3 weeks. So, anyway, life is good. Oh my gosh, we're just like digging on life and, learning how to be really present and relax and enjoy and, we've been having more, discovering more and more connections here in Corvallis where we moved. And we just feel so connected and hooked up here. And it's been very, very lovely. It just feels good, like we've come home, really, really good. So I've got this Voyager Tarot deck sitting here. And, I don't really have that much to say about it, except for I just got a reading from my mentor friend, and it was just this fabulous, super inspiring reading that just kind of a shot in the arm that I needed for myself. And anyway, just I guess I just wanted to say that kind of whatever you can do for yourself right now to give yourself a little uplift, to give yourself some joy, to give yourself some encouragement. Do it, whatever it might be. In this case, it just happened to be this tarot reading. He does this fabulous, he calls it a shamanic spread. And oh my gosh, it was just super powerful and wonderful and so encouraging for me. I really, really appreciated it. So anyway, whatever it is for you, is it get a massage for yourself? Is it go, take a walk in nature? Is it just talk to a old friend who loves you and gets you and thinks you're the most awesome, Whatever it might be, that brings you joy and brings you encouragement. Basically, what's going on right now is there's a lot of intense energy. A lot of final healing processing as we all, move into our work and our things we're going to be doing. And we are basically doing it now, kind of without even thinking we're doing anything, or just by breathing and living. This election in the United States is got to be the most interesting, fascinating thing, and that probably that we've ever seen. I actually feel very confident about the outcome, that it will be in the highest and best for all. And I just don't feel worried about it, And I'm not going to get caught up in the drama and the freak out, for sure. It just won't serve anything to do that. So, and it doesn't help me. I don't want to get freaked out. I don't want to get depressed. I just stay in the light, and just really focus on that. And right now I'm looking out at the trees, and we just got home this morning from the beach and went and looked at, Jim was watering the plants and our sunflower. We have this sunflower in the corner that's great. It's now blossoming. It's so fun. It's just a cheerfulest plant. Oh, we planted lavender, and that's just doing really well. There, we have a bunch of pansies out there. We have begonias and impatiens, and I can hear the birds singing. And it's just sheer bliss to be in that. And I'm gonna mow our little tiny little yard today. It's about the tiniest, the cutest little backyard you've ever seen. I mean, it can't be more than 20 feet by 20 feet square. And I may even plant a tomato plant. I'm kind of excited about that. I'd love to grow salsa, you know. So anyway, again, you know, being open to knowing you have more layers. One of the things that shifted for me over this last week was kind of an attitude I had about somebody. Somebody just kind of tweaked me, and so I got some help from my friend Barbara Grace and shifted that energy. And somehow it hadn't occurred to me to do that. I had thought, oh, you know, if I get around somebody like that, I just, you know, means I'll just kind of avoid them. Although why I would think that way, I don't quite get, because that's not my style exactly. But I do recognize that there's some people I want to hang out with for a long amount of time, just, you know, a viewpoint or, you know, whatever, negative energy or something. But really, it makes a huge difference, my attitude about it. And so I went from being extremely annoyed to loving this person within the space of a few minutes, and it was pretty darn miraculous. And so anyway, Barbara Grace Reynolds, thank you again for that. Divinelyguidedhealing.com, that's her website. I just feel like I want to promote her. She's awesome and such a loving, lovely person. I'm actually, she has a radio show a couple times a week through Blog Talk Radio also. And boy, I don't know if, I can't remember the name. If you look up Barbara Grace Reynolds in Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to find her show. But anyway, I'm on her show every fourth Friday. That's 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we have so much darn fun. And you can call in. We laugh a lot. You can call in and ask a question. And we ask our angels for guidance. And anyway, that's a super fun time. A lot of fun stuff coming up. It's summertime. Oh boy. You know, some good hiking and bike riding and a little mini gardening, not mega gardening, mini gardening. And we've got our dear niece coming with her sweetie and to visit for a few days from LA. That's going to be super fun. And she's going to have a baby, and that's very, very exciting. So, anyway, okay, I'm getting to do a chant right now. So, what is it today, guys? Okay, they're telling me to do the chant for neutral mind, kind of that non-attachment. And basically, what they're showing me is that as we listen to this chant, it kind of opens up this. It's as though you're going down this very narrow road or a tunnel even, and it opens it up and blasts it wide open for more possibilities and more joy and more opportunities and more options, at least kind of in our brain, even just allowing, like, oh, I have so much going on. So here we go. Asankanav, Asankatav, Agamagam, Asankalo, Asankakehe, Siddhabadahoy, Akari Nam, Akari Salah, Akari Gyanagita Gunaga, Akari Likanabolanaban, Akara Citizen Jogavikan, Jinne Lake Tisiranai, Jifirmai, Tiptipai, Jeta Kita Teta Nau, Vinanave Nahikotau, Kurat Kavan Kahavichar, Jo tu dipave sai balikar tu sada salamata nirankar. So everyone have a blessed day and evening or whatever, and have a fabulous, I'll say happy June right now. And remember, you can say rabbit, 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 the first thing you say on the first day of the month. That's our little tradition. I mean, it's, I think, I'm not sure where it comes from, but it's for good luck, and it's just our fun thing. So anyway, many blessings and much love to you all.